Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting second. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Jablonski. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Daryl Spencer. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike McCormick. Pitching for the New York Giants, Mike McCormick. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Speak. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Bulger. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lee Walls. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mo Drabowski. And now, play ball. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lockman moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays takes first base on ball four. Lockman moves to third. Mueller moves to second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer takes first base on ball four. Lockman scores. Mueller moves to third. Mays moves to second. It's 1-0, Giants. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski hits a fly ball into center field. Bulger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mueller tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Giants. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Neiman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams takes first base on ball four. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is called out on strikes. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is hit by the pitch. Adams moves to second. Jim Bulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adams scores. Morin moves to second. It's 2-1, Giants. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bresud. Morin scores. Bulger moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Giants, 2, Cubs, 2. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum strikes out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan strikes out. Westrum drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Morgan out. One out. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mueller strikes out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jablonski hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0-for-1 in the game. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bolger hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-1 in the game. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Westrum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Neiman hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Drabowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lockman bunts towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0 for 2 in the game. Speak bunts towards the mound. McCormick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Morin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Speak moves to second. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops it up and throws to first, with McCormick covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jablonski takes first base on ball 4. Sauer moves to second. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0 for 2 in the game. Bresut hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 2 in the game. Neiman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 2 in the game. Westrum takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Virgil pinch runs for Wes Westrum. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 2 in the game. McCormick bunts towards third. Adams juggles the ball. That's an error on Adams. Virgil moves to second. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Virgil moves to third. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Virgil scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Valmy Thomas now catching. Jerry Kindle pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Speak for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a line drive into left field. Walls picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Walls. Sauer moves to second. Bobby Thompson pinch runs for Hank Sauer. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lown, and towards Banks, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 3 in the game. Spencer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Giants. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0-for-3 in the game. Bresut hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson now playing left field. Danny O'Connell now playing third base. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresut scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on McCormick. Morin moves to second. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-3 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-2 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Speak scoops it up and throws to first, with Lown covering, for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mueller strikes out. Niemann drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Mueller out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell juggles the ball. That's an error on O'Connell. Niemann moves to second. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Turk Lown. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a line drive into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Grissom now pitching. Dale Long pinch hits for Bobby Adams. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.